forgive me if I start to laugh.
Yeah.
We know Dad can't go to sleep without checking out some naked ass.
Oh, dear.
There's milfs that need hunting. You can throw in a gilf or two. But when his internet was spotty, there's only one thing he could do. Just hit the yellow menu button, slut. Puppies will do just fine.
Whoa.
So that night Dan bought a movie that cost $16.99.
All right, 2 o'clock, $16.99.
I was thinking of the rampant inflation.
That's right.
Probably 1999.
Probably. Couldn't be. So here in about 15 minutes, we here in the Hang Zone live from Super Bowl Radio Row in Los Angeles. We'll be joined by Corby and Junior. But right now it is Tuesday, so let's do some business Tuesday.
Business Tuesday.
Which has business?
BOETexas.com.
That.
All right. Let's talk Wordle.
Oh, my God.
Skip. It took me 3 tries today.
I thought we had a ban.
Well, Wordle is in business now because Wordle has been sold. So it was created by a dude, Josh Wardle, W-A-R-D-L-E. So he did a little play on words to make it Wordle. If you want to join us, go ahead. If you don't, then walk around. Craig Miller's here a little early. Of course, Killer isn't here. Don't know if we can get your microphone.
Bob has jumped on to talk
to you about this.
Mommy.
What number does it say on there? Let's see. Go ahead.
Hello, America?
Boy, that sounds great.
Hello, America.
You there?
I don't know if I want to join you before I am told what the current topic is.
Right.
What are we discussing right now?
Well, this second I was we're doing Business Tuesday, talking about now the fact that Wordle has been sold, the game Wordle, which was created by a dude just for him and his partner, DJ. Not his wife, but the lady he lives with. I think his mother-in-law owns the house.
Important distinction.
Yeah. His partner, they like playing.
Do you think it's pretentious to say partner?
You can't just say girlfriend.
I mean, I think it tends to me.
When I first read the story, I thought he was gay.
Right.
But then it does say his partner is a female. Although I don't know what he identifies as.
Is it pretentious to use partner if you are in a heterosexual relationship? These are just, I'm just
here to answer that.
The crowd agrees with you.
Yeah.
In a relationship, define it further. Are you married, but you're calling your wife your partner? Just to be pretentious?
Let's start there. Is that pretentious?
Yes. Now, if you're just boyfriend, girlfriend, and you don't like to use those terms because it makes you feel like grade school, then partner's probably okay, but even that's a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm going back to the hotel now.
Well, you killed it. You got the reaction out of McAfee and the boys. Have you ever been this close to Pat McAfee?
No, and I'm so glad George isn't here because...
I heard him this morning.
He'd pitch a tent, he'd be drooling, he'd be all over this guy.
Dan and I are going to wear tank tops tomorrow.
It's unbelievable.
And a chain.
It's very cold in here, though. I'm second-guessing that thought. I don't know if I can do it. Anyway, so Josh Wardle, he invented this little game for him and his partner. Wordle, they called it. It's an ad-free website, and you can only play it once a day, so that's part of the appeal, I guess. It's not, you know, like Words with Friends or whatever your little phone game is. Its goal is to keep you sucked in and to stay there as long as you can. This was not that. It's just, hey, this is just for fun. Let's put it up online, and other people can play if they want. On November 1st... it had about 90 users a day, and previous, at last check, at the end of January, it had 300,000 users a day. So it's blown up, and if you've seen Twitter, you will know they have a little link at the bottom of their website that you can post your results on Twitter. And people do.
Boy, do they.
And I don't really understand it. Maybe Joe Burrow needs to send a message to them that you right. don't have to post everything. You could just have fun and not tell everybody about it, but whatever. Anyway.
Did SNL using it in the Trump bits, did that really make it take off in popularity?
Wordle?
Boy, yeah. I missed that.
Or was it huge before that?
I didn't know they did it.
Yeah, the new guy who's great, who does both the Trump and a Biden, he's
James
awesome.
James Austin Johnson.
Yes. He, now when he does
Scooby-Doo.
Trump bits, he does Trump Wordle. And I thought that that may have increased Wordle's popularity.
Maybe.
Because I had never heard of it until I saw that bit.
Okay. I had never heard of it until I just saw people on Twitter saying, here's my Wordle score mm-hmm. today. Anyway, they sold it for, it says, the low seven figures to the New York Times.
Wow.
The New York Times has said the game will initially remain free to new and existing players.
What a year for the Times. The Athletic, Wordle.
That's right. They bought The Athletic, didn't
just
they?
Just a string of huge acquisitions. Bob works for Wordle now.
That's right. Or they're his partner, right?
That's right.
He can probably book Wordle.
That's right.
Speaking of acquisitions, in the metaverse, they say sales of real estate in the metaverse for the past 12-month period, past year, has topped $500 million. According to investors and analytics firms. Sounds pretty vague, but also pretty impressive.
That yeah. is for everything involved in the metaverse.
Real estate sales. Alone.
Oh, just real estate.
Yeah.
Reached $501 million in 2021.
Let's get you a little 2-1, Dan.
And in January alone, $85 million.
Damn.
They are projecting that in 2022, the sales could exceed $1 billion for something that you could argue doesn't actually exist.
Then why aren't we buying right now?
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen here is that by the time that we do engage with this seriously, we'll find out that Gordon owns like a country. And he won't let any of us live there. He won't sell to us for anything other than an exorbitant markup.
Right.
And he'll block us out, make us indentured servants in the metaverse.
Is this one of those things like Bitcoin, had we gotten in at a proper time, that we'd own a jet right now? Had we not laughed at the metaverse when it first came out, we could have bought up a ton of stuff. But we did.
But I don't even know how it works. With Bitcoin, I almost understand the process of mining and minting the coin. I don't understand how you gain initial possession of the property in the metaverse. So I can't make the comparison there one-to-one.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it either. Who is selling the property?
Right.
How many different platforms sell this property?
What indigenous people did we take it from?
kick them out?
To declare that we owned it.
And then later we'll give them a little small part, and you can gamble there in the metaverse. These particular corners of the metaverse.
And
Dan, I just generally assume that by the time I know about something like this, it's way too late to get rich from it. That's the story of me and technology.
And if I do get in early on something, it's Shiba Inu, and then crashed. I lose everything.
Well, it's not the metaverse. And Shiba but came thinking, back yesterday. We're good.
We're not back though, right?
No, not really. But you're not.
The two of these
way
guys
under
with their
are all about Shiba.
Their S coins that they're out there buying every
we're crypto.
Day.
Well, we bought it when it was 0.00022, and
I don't love S coins. I mean, I own like 30 different kinds, but I don't love them.
Just a little limited exposure.
You're diversified, would you say?
Yeah, I put like $20 in each just in case that's the one that takes off.
Yeah. How's your portfolio?
In S-Coins, it's not doing well.
We're talking about the metaverse.
How many Bitcoin do you have?
He's not going to tell
me. Are you willing to tell
me? No, I'm not going to tell you. But that's doing very well. But I'm not going to tell you.
It's down from what it was, but up from what it
up
was
from
years
bought,
ago.
Up from for sure.
Yeah.
Here to add his thoughts on Bitcoin.
As we broadcast from right next door to Crypto.com Arena.
That's right. I was wondering yesterday aloud.
Is this on the air?
No.
Are we off the air? What is happening?
We're on the air.
We're off the air.
The ticket.
Oh.
How much money do you have?
Wait, am I late? Are y'all early?
Yeah, we are off the air. Answer Blake's question.
What'd you say, Blake?
How much money do you have?
Oh. I don't know, man.
I don't know, bro.
Hey, since this
count.
Is...
It's going to kick your ass with karate.
Since this is your business segment, can I add a little news?
Absolutely.
Please.
Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial is trending upwards. It's up almost 1%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ also up almost 1%. Dan?
I'm for that.
Yeah. I'm an index fund guy, you know?
How's the S&P 500 doing?
Simply a collection of letters and numbers he has heard before with no real grasp of what that means.
No. But if it's up, I think we're going to be pleased.
It's up a tick, but we're awaiting some earnings results.
Ooh, back to you, Dan. Q1. Once we get through Q1. All right, more of this next.
Get a heating and AC unit for up to $5,500 off through the end of the new year. Only at A Number One Air. Call 1-800-NEW-HAT. New heat.
New hat.
Why would an air conditioning company have the phone number 1-800-NEW-HAT?
You jackwagon!
Again, that's 1-800-NEW-HEAT.
Practicing our Californian shtick for real this week. The Live from the Super Bowl 56, the Media Center, and the Radio Row. Brought to you by the Diamond Factory and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
If you enjoyed that fun you just heard in that classic piece of audio, the two primary voices in there you heard were Craig and Corby, and they join us now here on Radio Row, the site of Super Bowl something. Craig Miller, Marconi Award winning Craig Miller.
Please be seated.
And Corby Davidson.
We are.
The tent poles of the station. Morning and afternoon drive, the most important time slots you could ever have.
We really hold the station together.
And how can we prop up the the little midday ratings for Super Bowl week? Well, let's invite these two giants.
In fact, the station is sometimes referred to as a Corby and Craig sandwich. We're on either end.
Well, no one talks about a bread sandwich. That's a bad analogy.
Yeah.
The sandwich would be the Dan and Jake sandwich then.
Hey, the 1-800-NEW-HAT reminds me of when we had Too Tall Jones on, and he said, so, for a free afternoon of bowling, go to golf.com. Yeah. And we all looked at each other.
Yeah, or Rayfield Wright, who did Landed Cow.
Yeah, he's trying to sell Texas land and cattle, and he goes, so everybody come out to Texas land and cow.
Interestingly enough, a synonym.
Yeah. Texas land and cow.
So you did your internet training, your Cumulus?
I have not done it yet.
Oh, you have not? Okay, no. I'm going to give you a little hint here then.
Oh.
Help him cheat.
Okay.
This was the last question. We're saying how easy it was, right?
Yeah.
Even you got 100?
Yeah. And I'm dumb.
Well, it said this Cumulus training, the most recent round, and it seems like we have one of these a month nowadays.
Yes.
These have replaced Guy's Night Out. So this cybersecurity training we took, you only had to get 4 out of 5 correct.
Yes.
And so I had already had 4 out of 4. I was sweating, but 4 out of 4. So then the last
one. Very important to get the first one right, because if you screw up after that, you're dead.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But I thought they were all pretty easy, including the last one. It was so easy that I marked it wrong just so I could have fun.
Have fun.
Here we go. You haven't even watched the video yet, but can you get this right? Can I get the music again? Question for this. Craig, you click on an unknown link in an email by accident, and your system seems to be running very slow. Which of the following actions will help keep you and your organization secure? Okay?
Okay.
1. Restart your computer and hope it's fixed. 2. Delete the message and hope nothing happens.
Hope.
3. Immediately notify IT. 4. Go for a quick walk and hope things are running better in a few minutes. What is the best strategy?
They might as well add, grab a piece of pizza.
Right.
Clasp hands with your friend. Jar hope. Urine.
You know, hope is always an iffy strategy to rely on. And so the only one that didn't have hope in the answer was 3.
But I do love a nice walk.
That sounds too practical, though. That's probably a
trick. It's a trick. That's a trick, right? They can't. It seems too easy. I'll click go for a walk.
I think
did
I'm
you click
go
on go
that.
For a walk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got it wrong. But I still
you passed.
That's all it's about, is
you
passing. Both Jake and I listened to Troy Aikman this morning. Did you?
I didn't hear Troy.
Okay, good. You certainly heard
I heard him.
Yeah.
Yep.
The award-winning Troy Aikman show on the Morning Musers. And we're wondering if he's okay. And we have this audio to play to illustrate why we were wondering this. So Troy, it seemed like he was doing a Peter King-ish kind of a throat clear throughout the whole interview.
He'd been hanging out with Kalashaw.
Yeah. And this is how the interview wrapped
why
up.
Why do all your guests have COVID?
Here's how the interview wrapped up. No. Okay. Somehow it's not playing now.
Don't look at killer.
This is not how you get.
So many of these guys have just stepped up and said, man, love to help you out, and really looking forward to it.
Well, you bet. You've helped us out so many different times. We're glad to help out, help promote it, and hope it's a great success for you.
This is like a lawnmower starting back there.
Like off the air. Or did you guys, you didn't.
Well, you bet. You've helped us out so many different times. We're glad to help out, help promote it.
You know what that reminded me of? And I don't know, Mino may have this, but the scene in Along Came Polly where Sanford Lyle is in the boardroom and he's trying to stall because he doesn't know the material and he just goes into like a 3-minute throat clearing bit.
Yeah.
It's so great. Philip Seymour.
R.I.P. His birthday was just the other
day.
I know. It's terrible.
Such a loss.
Are we going to be okay?
I don't know. That one stung. That one really stung.
Wasn't Gordon, like, down the street when that happened or something? What's the story there?
We were both. We weren't together, but we were in New York for the Super Bowl that Sunday. I think it was Super Bowl Sunday that he died. That morning is when the news broke, and we were both in the area where he lived. I was having breakfast at some place, and Gordon was a few blocks away, and Philip Seymour's body was a few blocks away.
Wow.
It was a triangle.
He triangulated it, yeah. He was so good. Boogie Nights. Sandy Lyle is perfect. The Boogie Nights character still is the creepiest character he's ever played, though, beyond Happiness, I think.
Really? Creepier than his character in Happiness?
He's always wearing a hat, because it's 1975 or 9 or whatever. Remember, he's always wearing a half shirt. He's like the
repressed homosexual.
Yes, yeah. He tried to make out with, what's his name?
Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you. Yeah. Ugh, what are you doing?
He's pretty good in Lebowski. That's a creepy role, too. He's the butler.
Yeah, that's right. He's just great.
Yeah. Well, was.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Have you done any bits here? I know Craig went to the Grammy Museum. In fact, I saw you yesterday before you went to the
Museum. Is it worth it?
Yes, I think so. It was undersold by P1s as not being that great. It was only $18, and I loved it. I thought it was really interesting. They had enough stuff in there. I mean, it's not, I'd say on a 1 to 10 scale, it's about a 7.
Did they give you a Grammy when you left, like a little one? Like you,
no.
You give your daughter?
No.
Happy Meal Grammy?
Yeah. Did you buy a little Grammy keychain?
No, but you could buy plenty of stuff there. They really push the merch outside and inside.
Yeah.
And they make you exit through the gift shop, of course. And,
right.
But it's worth it. It'll take you about an hour to go through, and you'll say, that was cool. That wasn't the best museum ever, but it was cool.
Dan owns a James Taylor windbreaker, so it sounds like this could be a real honeypot for him.
A whole tracksuit he bought at that concert.
I stopped buying merch about 5 or 6 years ago when I went to be plain t-shirt guy.
Was James Taylor?
Although I'm not plain t-shirt guy today.
Was James Taylor the last thing?
By my LeBron.
Oh, good. The last one you bought? Piece of concert fare?
But I was just thinking this the other night because we went to the Clippers game, which was fantastic. We got to see Bohan Phoenix at halftime. And he's a Chinese/American rapper.
Oh.
The ultimate give up.
He can rap in both languages.
No fire, no balancing.
Yeah. You hated it.
It was awful. We only stayed. We stayed just to see what they had, and it was walking Chinese Phoenix.
Wait, you guys didn't stay for the second half?
No.
But back when you're lucky we stayed through halftime. Yeah. We wanted to leave before the first quarter.
Are you serious?
Was over. Yeah, we wanted to leave before we got there. We were like,
why did you go?
I don't know. It was
something to do.
It's because it's a Bob thing to pinpoint what are the sports in
but
town.
But it's his team. Like, I understand that. That's his favorite team.
No.
Well, I know
it
he
doesn't
does
matter
that.
Who was playing. Bob was going to suggest, do you guys want to go to this game? Because there was a game in town.
He did mention Pepperdine and UCSB.
And so we were like, we got nothing scheduled for the week, so why not? Well, yeah, we'll go to the game. And it was $100. So Jake ordered the tickets 3 weeks prior.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything that's 3 weeks out, you're saying yes to.
Right.
And then once it comes to the time, it's, why do we do that? Beats, it's just on the flight.
Yeah, I agreed to the TMZ tour, I think, 3 weeks out.
Yeah.
No, now I'm iffy.
The steady decline in the interest level.
Oh, you might not be going?
I initially sent that text.
Right now, I'm 50-50.
I'm not
going to tell you which side I'm split on.
He's not going.
Neither is Gordon.
I just want to let you know.
Oh, the Musers aren't going to go with us? That was going to be the highlight.
How can you say that with such confidence?
I will bet you $1,000 you're not going.
Wait, you'll bet
couldn't
me?
He
yes.
Influence the.
Let me think if I should.
So you'll
take
pay
this.
Him $1,000 if he goes.
Yes, I will.
I need 5 minutes to think about this.
All right,
we've got an hour.
Will Craig go to the TMZ tour? Find out after this.
Now here's Corby on the dimensions of college basketball's 3-point line.
Boy, the stars are really out now, Dan. I saw not only the host of Locked On Mariners, but Joe Mantegna sitting right behind Junior.
Really?
Yeah, Joe Mantegna's here, Corby.
Okay, now, this is how messed up the ticket is. I expected to see Joe Montana.
Yeah.
I thought you were just mispronouncing his name, but it's actually Joe Mantegna. That's great.
Wait, which one is Joe Mantegna?
Come on, dude.
Where is he?
On the right. Right, you probably can't see him. I think Corby's blocked.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There he is. Great. Yeah, so, yes, you can't hear Joe Mantegna without thinking Joe Montana, mm-hmm. ever.
Right.
Or almost vice versa. I think of Joe Montana, I think of Joe Mantegna.
And Joe Mantegna, the actor, only won one Super Bowl. That's how you tell him apart.
Yes.
Montana won 4.
He's not the best athlete. Only one championship. Like Aaron Rodgers. So that bit, I heard Kat talking to you about that. So we had Joe Montana booked, and he was promoting something to do with healthy prostate, I believe is what it was. So he's making the rounds. And it was a live in-person interview that we had. And it was, you know, 2 weeks out, we're like, oh, my God, we're going to get Joe Montana. How cool is this?
This is Mike and Greg era. Hardline, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
I feel like he has to
I think
have been.
He may have been because we definitely, yeah, because I remember being in that office. Maybe Bruce was in there, though. I can't remember. But it was you? Okay. So, anyway, the day of, we had this all planned out where Joe Montana shows up and goes to the front desk. And it's like, all right, he makes the phone call. And so we had all this set up with the front desk. Like, don't make the announcement that Joe Montana's up there. Just somebody come find me, and we'll go from there. So he gets in there. I go back, and I say hello to him. And he's waiting in, like, the break room, our old break room. And so then I come back to Mike and Greg, and I'm like, you guys are not going to believe this. It's Joe Montana, not Joe Montana.
And he's here.
He's here. And so... we obviously want to get the reaction and all that, and then I was like, "You guys got you. I'm not going to tell him we're not doing the interview. You got it. You're the ones doing the interview. Go tell him we're not going to do it." No, I will not say one word to Joe Montana. So it just went on and on and on, and then finally, like, we're not doing it. We're just not doing the bit. We're not doing the interview. What do we have to say to Joe Montana? And Mike was so upset because he was such a Joe Montana fan, and he had stuff to sign and all sorts of stuff. And it's Joe Montana. I just don't understand how this mistake could be made.
What is Joe Montana known for?
So here's the bit, is that Joe Montana hosted SNL, and his bit was,
that's right,
was they thought they were getting Joe Montana.
Ah,
so that's
okay.
What made me think of the bit. The time that he hosted, like, people are all upset because Joe Montana was supposed to be here and I show up. So, but it was one of the better little mini pranks where everybody wins because you actually got to talk to Joe Montana instead of Joe Montana.
What's his biggest movie?
It was the one-act play that he did, like, not Jersey Boys, but something of that nature. I can't remember. It was really good. But that's... Or maybe
pretty memorable.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
You're thinking of the guy from the other, he's a Latino guy.
Yeah, we had him in studio to promote that.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
He's Italian, not Latino.
Are you sure?
Well, what's the difference?
Wayne Corbett?
No, it wasn't
Wayne Corbett. It was, I can't remember his name.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of, though.
Was Joe Montana in one of the mob movies, Reservoir Dogs or
Godfather 3?
John Leguizamo.
No, not John Leguizamo.
He did like a one-act thing.
It's not him.
No.
A pretzel.
It wasn't a pretzel. Also, thank you for clearing up that Joe Montana was there to promote healthy prostate.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
The unnecessary qualifier.
Do you guys want prostate cancer? Because I know how to get it.
Hi, I'm Joe Montana. For letting everything just kind of go to hell on you.
God, I can't remember that guy's name. But it was like... The movie he did was with Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. What?
Bronx Tale.
That's what it was.
Yeah, but I can't remember the guy's
Gordon
name.
Gordon went to see it, too. It was down at the Windspear or...
Yeah. Meyerson, I think he's built his whole life around that. Like, everything...
Jazz Palminteri.
That's it.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
What a disaster this is.
That's it.
Joe Montana.
3 minutes trying to find the movie that this guy wasn't in.
Would it be funny to get Joe Montana on to tell him the story of the prank we did? Where the guys
only reason to do it.
Where the guys that were like, you were such a spare, our guys didn't even want to talk to you. Anyway, thanks for coming by.
I'm so cold.
It is quite
right.
Cold.
Are you freezing now?
I'm okay. I'm okay, but I like the cold. I'm kind of what's known as a tough guy.
He is.
Yeah, I'm freezing. I saw a homeless guy go number two on the street this morning.
It's okay. Everywhere.
Okay.
Human doo-doo is everywhere.
Is that... That was human doo-doo. I knew it.
It's everywhere. Why are you bragging
people
about
were
that?
Doubting me, but I was confident.
Well, because I got mad because I almost stepped in it. And I was like, what kind of a-hole walks their dogs and doesn't pick up their crap? And then I'm like, that's human doo-doo.
Yeah. Do you remember our Super Bowl trip to San Francisco and all the human doo-doo everywhere?
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. All over downtown L.A.
Who
especially
picked that
very
up?
Early. That's what I saw, because I know Cat scootered down here early this morning. I went up to down to the fourth floor. There's a gym right there that overlooks the street.
Yeah.
It's right across from, like, you have a view of the front of the Salvation Army Church.
Yeah, Craig and I were in there today.
Yeah, we were lifting heavy stuff.
It was
spotting
pretty,
each other.
It was pretty, we were pumping each other.
And I just saw a guy.
Doing it?
Yeah. Just dropped them and went for it.
What's he wipe with?
He didn't appear to wipe.
Oh.
Well, that's not sanitary.
Yeah, it's not.
Maybe he had a bidet somewhere.
A heated one. It's right around the corner. Yeah, it's depressing. But
it really is. Like,
and the morning is a very strange time for that.
Have well, you guys, what's the proper time for them to do it?
No, I just mean they're more they just had a prevalent in the morning. I feel like something happens during the day, whether it's places you can go. I'm not sure. But in the morning, they're quite prevalent.
Active?
Yeah.
Have you guys been on a scooter?
No.
I won't.
Thank you.
Won't?
I won't. I won't do it.
I'm
Why?
Worried I'm going to fall and hit my head.
I don't want to get hurt.
So why don't you shame them?
I'm about
to. Deal with this for two straight days.
Why is this? I thought this was the manliest sports station around. With
scooters
dudes.
Aren't really manly.
The name is a scooter. Yeah.
You scoot along. Wee.
Well, you shouldn't be afraid of
We're
it.
We're not
then.
All riding a Harley. It's a scooter.
Scooters are awesome.
No one is more into it than you are.
I am really, really into it. I love it. But this morning I did something wrong that I'm just going to advise you not to do. Don't go get a coffee and then ride back on a scooter with your coffee.
What do you?
Because it was all over my hand and my arm.
Yes.
Like, no one needs that advice.
Yeah. No.
When he told me that, I'm like, why?
Oh.
Why would that have ever been
There's
an option?
Scalding. I have, yeah.
It's also kind of beaten, too, because I just walked yesterday and Kat was scooting home. But then he would have to stop at every, you know, crosswalk. I would catch up. Then he would scoot, and
That's
I would
thing.
Walk and catch up.
You're not gaining any time by doing this.
Gave me failed smile and shrug shoulder, like, all right, no real point here.
No.
All right, I'm not. I thought I would get some allies here. Like, oh, yeah, dude, scooting is great.
Scooting?
Yeah, no, it's fun. I'm going to just go hang out with Kat because...
Are you the only two scooters?
He enjoys the scooter. Killer scoots.
We were trying to figure out what would be funnier of the three of you, because they passed us on the way to dinner last night. Who would present a funnier fall? Like, what would we
of
all
those
enjoy?
Three? Yes.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Well, killer. That's the thing. The obvious answer is killer, just because...
But then I thought I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to laugh as hard, yeah. Because I'm feeling kind of sad about it.
I want to borrow a bit this week.
Okay.
Of yours. I just want to make sure you're not doing it.
Okay.
Because I want to go in front of the Crypto.com, formerly Staples Center, and rank the statues.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Just when you get your final list, bounce it off me first.
Just kind of check in?
Yeah.
With the guy who ranks things?
I saw four out there, right?
Oh, there's...
There are 11.
More than four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, there are
11? You can
11?
Do a top five, bottom five.
Wow. Unless,
see, I was just reading an article about... The ones that are still to come. I think there's not a Lisa Leslie one yet.
Right. That and COVID.
But it was announced in 2019 that Lisa Leslie will get a statue. Do you think they're just banking on everybody forgetting about that?
Similar
they're not
to,
really going to...
Similar to when Cuban retired Kobe Bryant's jersey number.
When he panicked and retired.
And everyone's like, go ahead, dude.
Because he thought everybody else would jump in.
Yeah.
What about the Rangers in the hermetically sealed Cal Ripken Jr. locker that was in their clubhouse?
Oh, yeah.
Done only because Doug Melvin came up in the Orioles organization and
like,
had a...
Who cares?
He was real stoked on Cal Ripken Jr.
So stupid. Oh, I played a lot of games in a row. Ugh.
It was kind of a big deal at the time.
We overrated that so heavily as a society.
Do you remember the controversy in his last game in Arlington? He hit a home run, and Chuck Morgan played the natural music, and people were pissed.
Oh, yeah.
People
he played
or
it
you?
For the opponent.
Right. Not
I,
me.
I imagine you came in and did some ripping.
I think Bob might have done some ripping. I think Bob might have put Chuck Morgan in his crosshairs.
Because I want to hear more of Corby's Cal Ripken impersonation.
It wasn't Cal. It was,
hey, man, I played a lot of games, so what?
Like a thousand. Ooh.
I think there might even be like one episode of some Netflix sports documentary that covers the Kevin Costner thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, looks into it deeply.
So he's Kemp spinning it.
It's a
what Kevin Costner thing?
Story.
Kevin Costner supposedly had sex with Cal Ripken's wife while they were married.
There's way more to the story than that. The rumor was that there was an Orioles game that got moved. And I think they said they had an electrical failure. Likely story. But it was really just that Cal Ripken had gotten into a scuffle with Kevin Costner when he walked in on him with his wife, and Cal couldn't play that night. So they moved the game so as to not break the streak.
That's great. Wouldn't Cal Ripken be able to beat the living you-know-what out of Kevin Costner?
Yes.
Kevin Costner's tiny.
And especially back then, when he was playing like, 50 games in a row.
There he is again. He joins us.
Yeah, so Cal is the one that got hurt?
I don't know that he was hurt. He was just out of sorts, you know?
Mentally hurt?
Right.
I will almost guarantee you that Cal Ripken never uttered the line, "Oh, I played 50 games in a row." 50?
Was that like 12 years ago? Why are you...
50.
All right, well, that's
going to
do it.
So are we going on the TMZ tour?
Didn't really get to the bottom of that, did we?
I'm looking at the thing right now. It says, spot celebs as you travel through Hollywood, Beverly Hills, and the Sunset Strip.
Dan, he's not going.
Now, it's a two-hour bus ride?
Ooh.
You're on the bus. I don't know how often you actually get out, but...
Hold on.
Bus, you're hanging out.
These are actual pictures, and people have seen these people while driving around.
What if they, Craig, guarantee that you will get to go human doo-doo on the side of the bus?
On the side of the bus?
Kim Kardashian.
Like hanging over the top.
John Legend. Mariah Carey. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
How do they prove this?
They're on the
Steve
tour?
Steve Harvey.
You might see them.
No, Dave Chappelle.
They've been spotted before.
No, or Mark Wahlberg. Look at these pictures. So look, they show the bus. But then there's a photoshopped Mark Wahlberg as if
that's ridiculous. Look at that.
Now, this bus member actually did meet Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
But look at the, there's Steve Harvey. You might see a cardboard cutout of Steve Harvey. No?
That's terrible.
He's out.
2 hours? Is it like a cruise where they let you off every once in a while?
See, I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to get off or not. I'm sure you can just bail when you'd like. They're saying 2 hours. Like, what would
an acceptable duration have been?
I paid for it. I'm just going to.
I would say
15 minutes.
40 minutes tops. 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got to cast a wide net if you're going to see Pat Sajak or Dan just listed.
This is going to be the worst 2 hours of your life.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're going to hate it.
Yeah, you are.
You know what? I'm out, Dan.
No, we got to do it.
Why today doesn't it?
Once again, the Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday, by the way, Meatloaf. We forgot to wish you that at the very outset of the segment.
Yeah.
And now, here are your hosts, Jay Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Mixed.
Okay, Blake, we mix. Mix. But first, we need Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and Tito's Handmade Vodka brings you a guy going for a quick walk and hoping things get better. It's Dano.
So cold. So cold.
It's going to be so much warmer when we simply
You're in a hoodie.
Outside.
Joining us now, we have the Hardline, Bob Corby and
Bobby.
Danny, and
Corby Davidson and Danny Bayless.
For a limited time, Craig Miller. Can you turn up my ears a little bit, please? I don't know why now. Just a little bit. Not you, Craig. You don't have to do anything.
Appreciate it.
Not just you, be you.
Not you, Guillermo.
So you're out for sure?
Not for sure. Oh, I'm still considering taking Corby's bet.
I'm willing to give him right now $1,000 if he goes on the TMZ tour. And he's still debating.
So if I don't go, do I owe you $1,000?
Nope.
Really?
No. Nothing. I just want you to go.
Well, when you're Corby, you could spend $3,000 like that.
I don't
want
any of your money. I just want you to enjoy your experience.
Can I get back to you at the end of this?
Because I know you're not going, no matter what.
Let's see. Today is Tuesday. Hey, Bob, what are you doing?
Hello, friends.
You freezing?
Oh, a little tiny mic.
Tuesday, February 8th, the 39th day of the year, 326 days remain in 2022.
Killer's trying to keep me down.
On this
Bob
day
has jumped on to talk to you about this.
By the way, did we properly review listening to Killer tell a story when he's had like five drinks?
Look, we can't repeat the story he
of
told.
Of course, but just in general.
My neighbor's got a kid.
Imagine that.
She's supposed to be graduating.
Slow down.
I like the
0.5 speed.
So Killer was like, guys, I'm tired. I've got to go to bed. It's time for me to go to bed. We were only there for like an hour at the bar. And he had had it. And so Kat and Jake and I were all like, well, let's just have one more. And Killer was literally like, I need to go rest my head. I'm so tired now. And then we're like, well, we'll have one more. And he goes, I'll have one more then.
Yeah. That was a rocks, no less.
When did he become Katharine Hepburn?
I will take one more of the drink.
Some long stories I heard last night.
Yeah. Poor decision making on the Killer. Just put it that way.
If Killer is out to dinner with all of us, which he will be tonight.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Hold on. Wait till I need your judgment here. So is it... He's out to dinner with us all when we're all on the ticket and we've all been here like 20 years. And so we've, you know, we're used to going on the air and telling stories and we try to build it up perhaps and maybe have a good ending to the story or whatever.
A point.
You're just used to this is what you do.
Like this
and
one.
You might remember we talk about this with our wives when they clearly, our wives could use a little session with Kat. Maybe let's listen. Let's do a listening session.
There's a beginning.
Let's get a beginning, middle, and end here. Let's tighten this thing up a little bit. You know, we got to get to break. So Killer's out to dinner. When he's out telling a story with us, so he's not used to doing that, he's Killer. Is it like if you were to go practice with the Dallas Cowboys first team offense?
And we're going to put you in there.
We're going to put you in at left guard.
Yeah.
And then just let an outside observer look at the practice and say, all right, pick the guy that doesn't really belong in there. As you're getting run over each play.
Pick the 170-pound guard.
By contrast.
So now Killer's in the middle of us all, and he decides it's my time to tell a story.
And by contrast, Kern just stays in the back of the line for drills. You know, he's like,
he never gets in.
I'm not running out there.
Kern might have a story. I've never heard him try to tell one in front of all of us.
I love the Killer stories, though. I love them.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's always...
I would also love to see you play guard.
There's an unexpected twist in all of them.
Right.
You know?
And he doesn't seem to understand
the twist might
that
be that there's just
twist.
Nothing to...
So I'm like, hey, wait, hold on.
Wait, what did you just say? You did that? Uh-huh. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, his stories usually take a left turn from boring to really boring. And you're never expecting it.
I'm going to have him retell the story of picking up a prostitute at his apartment complex.
That was really something.
I'm interested by the subject matter, but I'm not sure about the telling.
It's like, wait, what? You, what? Uh-huh.
I was driving her to Oklahoma.
She wanted
what?
She needed some food.
Or how about the time it took him 10 minutes to tell us that he learned how to make a gin and tonic?
That was so great.
Yeah, see, he provided us really the funniest moment of the last 20 years.
That's true.
Yes.
It's like the Jeremy putt. Like, Jeremy won't own that putt.
Yeah.
He should.
Yep.
It provided so many people with such great joy.
Yes.
And still, to this day, I tell so many people the gin and tonic story. Like, that's awesome. You're awesome.
That moment when he has gin and a football.
Or a fish.
No, Killer. You're close, but not quite there.
Jen?
No.
There's a ladder.
A ladder? Yeah.
What I did on my summer vacation.
It won't fit in the glass.
No,
and he's
Killer.
Always in a lab coat and big glasses. Always.
Learned how to make a gin and
tonic. He's got a pad next to him that he scratches ladder
right,
off.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Cockatoo.
That
no.
Didn't, that wasn't it.
Not that either.
Gin and a cockatoo.
Roll of toilet paper? No.
Christmas light.
No. Trial and error.
Let's see. On this day in 1936, the Eagles made University of Chicago halfback and Heisman Trophy winner Jay Berwanger, first player ever selected in the NFL draft.
First Heisman winner, too.
Sold out the AAC.
They traded his rights to the Bears.
Actually, the NFL selection meeting.
And Berwanger never played pro football, though.
What'd he do?
I don't know.
Fought for Old Glory.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder what he did.
Let's see. I'm going to guess lawyer.
University of Chicago.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Became a stir wrangler.
He, what?
He became Berwanger the stir wrangler.
1936 Olympics decathlon.
Wow.
Oh, the Hitler Olympics?
I think so, yeah. Was he Dan or Dave?
So he was in the decathlon and then later would become a lady.
No,
don't most decathletes?
No, Dan, that was one.
if you had a competition where
are they called decathletes?
Yeah.
And the bad haircut, you could call it the Hitler Olympics.
Your sample size is lacking.
Every single one of them.
On this day in 1994, Jack Nicholson attacked a car with a golf club.
I remember this. Wasn't there like a Eva Gabor incident with a golf club, too?
Is he still going to Laker games?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah,
he
but that is? Didn't involve
yes, he is.
Probably putting on his jersey right now.
Wow.
His Westbrook.
Maybe you'll get to sit by him tonight.
Maybe I will.
You're going to the game?
Maybe I will.
We're 3 inches from the arena, and it's the Bucks.
We got dinner,
yes,
though.
He's going.
We saw him 2 days ago.
We can
dinner. Now it's the Lakers.
We can dinner and basketball.
You should go, too. You got your Lakers shirt on.
I do. But I'll be on the TMZ tour.
I'll tell you what.
It will be long over. It's not that onerous of an ask.
I'll tell you what, Dan.
I'm going to the TMZ. I'm excited about it.
I bet you Harvey will be at both.
No windows on the bus either.
You're probably right.
I'll give you $5,000 to go to the Laker games.
Why have I not been offered any of the money of all
you'll do anything.
These people?
Because he won't go, and he won't
listen,
go.
Listen to Corey.
It would be really funny if
around.
I have to do this.
Do I have to go to the whole game?
Starts out as seven of my... Hey, my good friends are going to join me on a little field
I got
trip.
A text from Gordon. He's going. So you've got at least one guy going with you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's solid.
Harvey will do the. Harvey will do the tour. Three lines of Coke and the Lakers game. Yeah. All between now and then.
I'm in for two of those things.
Mark.
Let's see. Let's go here to some P1 birthdays. We have the 50th birthday of my friend Mark Walsh, attorney at law.
Yeah, well.
This is from Dirty Houston P1, Rich Henderson. Dan and Jake are my leaders.
Yeah, well.
Did he get speared with a pitchfork?
His bleeder is RG3. Can I still say that?
No.
He wants to know what's in Norm's underwear. From Dirty Houston P1, Rich Henderson, make a wish truther.
What?
Interested?
Enjoyed hearing Guy Sports today. Talking to a make a wish recipient. Middle seat, Dan, it is my V1 sister Renee's 60th birthday. Leaders are Dick Trickle, Nico McBrain, and Ron Kazoo.
Nico McBrain making another appearance.
She would like to hear a joke off between Line 4 Guy and Dutch if he's there. That's from T-Bone. And before we get to that, we have P1 in Austin turning 32 today. Patrick, Dan and Mino are my leaders. Every year is the year of Dan. Mino is tier 1.
I don't
no
think
one
so.
Can change my mind.
Thank God Craig's here, too.
Please give points to you and Mino. I'd like to hear Drunk Corby.
Doesn't exist.
So there's some points. And then, do we have a Line 4 Guy versus Dutch joke-off? We have Line 4 Guy today?
Yes, Dan, I'm here.
All right, what do you got?
Craig, what do you do if your wife starts smoking?
I don't know.
Slow down and possibly use some lubricant.
Hello.
Oh,
now, as
great.
For Dutch.
Yeah, I don't think Dutch is here. He hasn't been here all week, as a matter of fact.
I'm
so
back
we'll
here.
Move on.
I'm back
here.
Hey, Dutch.
Oh, Dutch Pentameter.
Couldn't make the trip with you guys, but happy to be here.
No.
What?
Good.
Two drunk women sneak into a graveyard to pee.
One uses her panties to wipe and throws them away, while the other one uses a ribbon from a wreath. Next day, one husband called the other and said, "My wife came home last night not wearing any drawers." The other one said, "That's nothing. My wife had a card stuck between her ass that said, 'From all of us at the fire station, we'll never forget you.'"
Hey! Good luck with your crap.
Wow.
So I take in and...
It's all right, Dutch.
Other birthdays, Leighton Vander Esch, 26.
Leighton Vander Esch.
Matt Bush, 36.
Ooh. Is he still our guy?
Still in the system.
He's still in prison.
No.
Didn't he call his fastball the shiv?
Julio Jones is 33. Clay Thompson is 32. What did his mother name him?
Clay.
Oh, yeah.
Clay.
What should we call him?
Alonzo Mourning, 52.
Corby.
Oh, we saw him weep.
I heard you guys say worst guest you've ever had.
One of our three worst guests ever.
Rank
Adam Schefter, Matthew Perry, Alonzo Mourning.
Adam Schefter.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah, that was awful.
You know what? Matthew Perry, we had him on too, and he was god awful.
Yeah, what's his deal?
I think he was on
Alonzo Mourning because Gordo told him about Kobe dying.
No, we had him on before that. But yes, they were on a flight with Alonzo, and I don't think Gordo informed Alonzo that Kobe had died. I think Alonzo knew and was torn up about it.
So does 16th Chapel rank on great guests, even though he was a terrible guest?
Oh, he's great.
He was so great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big Show is 50,
Ty. Working on like a creep.
World's largest athlete.
Big Show?
Meow.
How big is he, Ty?
I think they list him at like 7'3", 450 pounds.
Is that bigger than William the Refrigerator Perry?
It is.
He was like 270.
Recess, Dan.
Hi, Craig.
Is that bigger than Butterbean?
Is William Perry alive?
Yeah, he is. I think he lost a leg in an unfortunate gator or diabetes incident. I'm not sure which.
But he did get a make-a-wish out of it.
Fake leg. No leg. He had a fake leg.
Nick Nolte is 81.
Wow.
The Monty callback that no one enjoyed.
Creed Bratton is 79.
Greatness.
Great Creed.
Vince Neil, 61.
Also greatness.
From Motley Lou. Jake doesn't get that. Hopefully he will.
You will.
Still haven't heard from Jordan from the Alamo on whether or not we do that movie or not. We have...
Just to see if America's ready for it.
Seth Green is 48.
I think it's just what America needs.
Is that Dr. Evil's kid?
Yeah. Every time we hear a Boston song, me and my daughter, she asks if this is the song that was... that the government banned, or at least postponed on its release.
Delayed it.
America was not ready.
Yes.
What measures were they going to take in the interim to prepare America?
Sure.
America
was National Guard.
Let me just say this.
Right. Martial law.
There were four of us that were there when this girl presented this theory that America was not ready for the new Boston album. The three of us that were listening didn't even ask a follow-up question. We were just like,
yeah, no.
Whoa.
Sounds, totally, yeah. Man, yeah, I can understand that for sure.
Cecily Strong, 38.
Greatness.
Hot. I like her. Oh, and rock musician Phoenix is 45.
Phoenix?
It says Phoenix.
I thought
from
that was
Lincoln
a band.
Park.
Oh.
Is that a person?
Oh.
I don't know.
It's no Bohan.
Phoenix. Lincoln Park is his wheelhouse.
All right. Born on this day, now dead.
I'm not going to lie.
When all the songs were about divorce, it was...
When they collabed with Jay-Z, how'd you handle that?
And then when they wrote they wrote that song about the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Born on this day, now dead. Gary Coleman.
Oh.
And Kimbo Slice. The best who ever was.
Why
beating up bums
right
in heaven.
We go on the air.
We're celebrating that he had a life, not that he's not alive anymore.
I don't think he beat up bums, Ty. Those are two different underground videos.
Close enough.
Confusing.
Dead on this day, still dead. Derek Thomas.
Ooh.
Oh.
and Anna Nicole Smith. Died on this day at the tender age of 39.
Is that punker poo?
Did the old man outlive her?
No.
No.
No. Remember, because that was the fight over who was getting the money.
But
in the end, she did not
four,
get
it.
Hey, by the way, Corby, I've got my price.
Go on.
Three.
To go on the TMZ tour.
Two.
And maybe you can do a GoFundMe. I'll do it for $100,000.
And you're done.
That seems fair.